Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, Jordan Humphreys is our guest, economist, former city council member, anti-New World Order crusader, documentary filmmaker, author. Open phones in this hour. I want to get into some of the police state systems that are developing and get George's take on that. Also, more on Israel and the U.S. and England wanting to go ahead and attack Iran. Herat's announcing they've appointed a war general. They're openly saying they may strike any time, dragging us into the war. I, of course, have said I see a prime confluence of all the different evidence towards a government-sponsored terror attack in the next few months, unless we get the word out. And my alert has even been carried by Fox News and been all over the newspapers, and you have really gotten the word out, so we have a chance of backing them off and stopping them. Though the whole world's against attacking Iran, they're still beating the war drums, though. George Humphreys again in studio with us. Right now, let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. Joe, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to preface this because I think the school, the UW system in Milwaukee here, I just want everybody to know this is my opinions, but I have talked to many administrators and private professors, and they pretty much agree that the campus has been reduced to an indoctrination center, a dating service, and a job placement service.
And Bill Gates is spending millions of dollars to ensure that's all schools, public schools, and then secondary schools are, is basically placement centers for your minimum wage job.
Well, the thing I wanted to touch on is I've been getting a lot of heat lately, and I know you don't like talking about it, and I didn't feel right talking about it either, but it's coming to the breaking point. I'm not saying that they're...
You're only talking about what, sir? I don't know what you're talking about.
They've used... color of law to give me four letters of restriction. I'm basically banned from four public buildings from using public terminals for public internet. And they claim,
what do you mean I don't like talking about it? I talk about restrictions on free speech constantly. I don't understand.
No. I mean, you don't like talking about yourself being restricted. I don't like talking about it myself because it takes away from important issues.
Well, let me give you an example. If you visit Infowars.com at Dell Computer during your lunch hour, you're allowed to visit any site you want as long as it's not hate, hacking, porn, or gambling, and I'm considered hate. And I know eight people who've been fired for it. Most of the libraries around the country, you can't get to my websites, the filtering software. We bought a new computer that came installed with, quote, safety filtering software and couldn't visit all my sites, or a bunch of them, until we removed it. So, yes, this is going on all over the place. George Humphrey?
Yeah, and you may, Winston Churchill once said, if you're not liberal when you're 18, you have no heart, not conservative when you're 35, you have no brains. And I'll tell you what, I used to spend a lot of time up at the University of Wisconsin in Madison back in the 60s and the 70s, and it was a great school back then. And they had constant demonstrations about what was going on against the war and pro-environmentalism. And now you go to the old hot spots, Berkeley, Madison, University of Michigan, University of Texas, and there are a bunch...
Well, they got free speech zones. They won't let you leaflet. It's just all these...
It's a bunch of dumbed-down, scared, apathetic, detached kids. And I'll tell you what, if our young people are not demonstrating in the streets about what is going on right now, something is very wrong.
In fact, when we get back, I want to talk about the draft. I talked about this yesterday, but this is central. They're really getting ready for it right now, and we've got to then push back and make sure they don't try to implement it after the next terror attack. Briefly, in 30 seconds, what else are they doing to you? I mean, they're saying, what are they saying you can't do?
Well, they're saying that my presence constitutes an intimidation and aggressive act, so therefore I am banished. But if I were a currently enrolled student, well, personally, I have better things to do with my money right now during this crisis, but they're saying because...
Well, last month, two major federal lawsuits were lost, one in Arkansas for them not letting a preacher come on and preach in the squares.
Well,
so you
exactly
need to sue them, sir. You need to get, you've got a case. You're going to win a bunch of money. Get the same lawyer. Just Google University of Arkansas loses case to preacher over free speech. Get that same lawyer. Sue him immediately and punish him. You've got to enforce this against them. Thanks for the call. They cannot do that. And if they try to do it to me, I'll sue. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. We've now got about 51 minutes left in this live Wednesday, the 30th day of August, 2006 edition. We're going to get back into some of the new developments on 9/11 and the big fifth anniversary coming up in New York and demonstrations and exposés taking place in almost every major city in the country. Good job, 9/11 truth out there. We're at the tip of the spear here. More on the upcoming attempted war with Iran. Israel saying they're getting ready for war, appointing their top general openly for that war. We're going to talk about all of it. But right now, I want to go quickly through your phone calls. Dino in Oregon, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, Dino.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Good. Listen, you know, I just wanted to let you know that waking up is a slow process and a different process for all of us. And we have to take these digestible chunks of information. And I know people like Mike Rupert were being used as a tool for the peak oil scam, which is just another tool of fear to scare us into running around. And I didn't realize that that's what it was. Did you know that Rupert has fled the country to Venezuela?
Yeah, I knew that.
Did you read his goodbye letter?
I did read it, yes. It's a big diversion. I don't even really care.
It's a diversion, but remember, he's a tool because he says the same things as you do and everybody else, is that the New World Order is after us, and they are trying to, you know, restructure our country and take us as slaves.
Well, you know, he may believe the Malthusian stuff he put out. He may believe the peak oil fraud. But we know from Dutch Royal Shell's own documents 11 years ago, they created the movement to create artificial scarcity. And let me get a comment on peak oil from George Humphreys. George?
Well, this is an incredibly important discussion. There are three different points of view. There are those who believe in peak oil, and we could talk about that for an hour. There are those who believe that there is an excess amount of oil and gas out there for the next 200 years. And then there are those who believe that oil is actually abiotic and it is not a fossil fuel. And that is being put forward by Nexus Magazine, which is an incredible point of view, too, which believes that oil is actually a creation of the earth from inside instead of fossil fuels.
Well, George, I'm interested in on your view on the subject.
My point of view is that I've just read the Austin Environmental Manual right here, and I think that the real issue is whether if we
is oil good.
Yeah, is whether we should stay on a fossil fuel economy,
which gives these globalists all the power.
Yeah, and if we stay on a fossil fuel economy, we're dead.
Okay.
We are slaves. It is more addicting than heroin or cigarettes or alcohol or sex. And until we break free and move toward renewable and become self-sufficient, which we have the technology to do today, which we can do right now, that we are going to continue to be slaves on the slave plantation.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate that, Dino. Before we go back to other calls, let me just briefly comment on this. I've done the research. I've looked at it. So before I give you my view on peak oil in a nutshell, in the analysis, let me first state that fossil fuels are dirty. They are causing problems. They are hurting the environment. But the reason we need to get away from them, the number one reason, is because the big oil companies are using it as the world reserve currency as they devalue the dollar. And so by keeping us on this system, they are artificially jacking up the prices to consolidate the wealth and to control our mobility and our industries. Now, I'm always for decentralization, and there really are amazing solar and wind turbine systems. We have these. They are being artificially suppressed because that would break up this oligopoly, this cartel, this monopoly that we know as OPEC. Now, why do we have the phony left out pushing peak oil? You know, Webster Tarpley will tell you it's a fraud. Greg Palast will tell you it's a fraud. BBC, they get attacked for telling you it's a fraud. Why do they tell you it's a fraud? Because they're telling you the truth. Now, I'm going to tell you something here on air right now. I don't get a dime from oil money, but my family does. And let me just say, George Bush's actions and the New World Order's actions have made my family a lot of money. Okay, so I'm going to tell you right now that I'm putting out information that if you acted on it would cost my family a lot of money. Because of the doubling in oil prices, they are drilling like mad in East Texas, and they are striking gigantic gas wells, oil wells, you name it. In the past, those wells were capped out there, and the big Alaskan oil is still capped. Okay, so they know the people are becoming aware of this. They have found record oil reserves in Russia. They have found record oil reserves all over Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, all the other stands. They are finding oil all over the Gulf. They have laid it off limits. There is enough oil to run this country for several hundred years in Alaska alone, discovered, verified, confirmed. This is artificial scarcity, just like they do with the diamonds, with De Beers and the Oppenheimers. It's the same system. Peak oil is a scam. Okay? In 1990, the main reason the globalists were mad at their stooge, Saddam Hussein, who attacked Iran under their orders and who they told go ahead and invade Kuwait, was because he was overproducing, attempting to pay off a $34 billion debt. He was trying to pay his debts to the different banks and the different cartels that had financed his war machine like BCCI. And OPEC was very mad that he was overproducing and had driven oil down to 90 cents a gallon. Okay, so we know, people say, well, if it's about oil, why are they underproducing now in Iraq? Because by not producing oil, by cutting it down by 80%, that jacks up the price, which has now happened. So this, when BP turns off their pipelines in Alaska, they make more money. Okay, it's something like $20 million extra a day or something just off that pipeline they're making. I mean, add that up. So that's what's going on. Peak oil is a fraud. I've looked at it. I've studied it. And if you want to believe in it, fine, go ahead. And I got a bunch of cousins and uncles and people that are going to make a bunch of money. Okay? And I mean, fine if they make it. If you want to believe the fraud, go ahead. George, you want to comment on my statements?
Well, you know, this discussion is an incredibly important discussion. And I really support, because I don't know. I'm not an oil man. I read one thing and I go, man, that makes sense. And I hear you and it says, that makes sense. And I read about abiotic oil. And that makes sense. But the point is, the bigger point is, until we become self-sufficient, the environment of this planet is going to continue to deteriorate.
Yeah, that's why the left has embraced this, because, you know, the grassroots left, because they know there's better energies. So if we can just say all the oil's going away, maybe we can move away from the oil cartels. But what I'm saying, George, is,
yeah,
have you seen the 95-96 released in 2001 through lawsuits, hundreds of pages of ExxonMobil, Shell, and BP and Chevron documents, where they say we got to buy these 214 private refineries, there's too much oil, we've got to create an artificial scarcity. I mean, we have the documents.
Yeah, and so, first of all, I really applaud you for having this discussion, because you're going against the politically correct, even for the patriotic movement, the point of view. And I don't have a horse in this race. Like you, I've made money from oil. I've invested in oil stocks and made some money from it. And, you know, that was money in my pocket. But the point is what is best for our country, what's best for our world. And until we use our brains, our sentient divine beings, to realize that there is a better way right now. It's not a technology in 20 or 50 years from now. It's technologies that we have right now that will free us from these multinational corporations.
Yeah, but So that's where it stands, folks. I'm seriously looking at trying to get a smaller house somewhere outside Austin, and literally having, you know, a little house built, solar, well, everything. And we see them moving with Animal ID Act to block that, trying to meter wells, trying to block new wells, trying to claim you can't use the water on your own land to have a garden. I mean, that's what I'd like to do. I'm not into possessions, folks. You know, I mean, I'm into self-sufficiency. I love being on the land, and they're doing everything they can to block that. But regardless of that, it's exploding. The alternative energy movement, the self-sufficiency, true sustainability, not the byword of the globalists for neo-feudalism. See, they always counterfeit everything, don't they, George?
Yeah, and to Alex's credit, just before we went into this, Alex has got the high efficiency light bulbs in his office. He's very aware of this. He's doing his part. And
George, don't tell people that. You see him in the sockets. And
yeah.
Like, oh,
well, no, but
now
it's
a commie.
A commie.
I'm joking.
But I'll tell you, it is so important. Is that fighting the new world order is more than just getting mad. It's about taking care of our families, becoming more efficient, self-sufficient, by using less, by going to the mall less, by saving more money, by investing in gold and silver.
Getting out of debt.
Yes, getting out of debt, staying out of debt, and by staying healthy.
Absolutely. Let's jam one more call in right now. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. You're on the air, Chris. Chris just hung up. Mark in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead. Marla, go ahead.
Hi, how you doing, Ben? Yes, my question is about the economy, the New World Order, and the slave wages that Americans are being forced to put up with.
It's only going to get worse with the illegal aliens, but go ahead.
Yes, I just saw a documentary on PBS, and I've always heard about how Americans are working harder than ever, not taking vacations, not spending time with their families, and they don't have anything to show for it. And I was wondering how the New World Order ties into all this.
That's the official New World Order plan.
Well, when I first got into politics, the first thing I learned was, if you want to figure out where the, you know, you always follow the money, follow the money. In the Wizard of Oz, the yellow brick road was the money trail. And having a degree in economics, and if you really go further than what they teach you in college, is that fractional reserve banking is nothing more than a Ponzi scheme to transfer the wealth from the productive middle class, not to the rich, but to the ultra-rich. And by following the money and realizing that our money is being siphoned off little by little each day until it becomes a
a tidal wave. Now, they're debasing the currency. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Thank you for the call. We'll come back, and we'll talk to Douglas and many others. Alan, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing these rights. Today, you can take this stand. Express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $22 shipped to you and only $15 for each additional shirt. PayPal users, please send payment to liberties77@yahoo.com. That's LIBERTEES77@yahoo.com. For questions, call 479-774-8264. That's 479-774-8264. For additional information, including images of this shirt, please visit www.gcnlive.com today.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion,
I can't get no relief. Keep rolling it.
Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, take my earth.
are many among us who think that life is but a joke. You know, when you study this, George, you know how serious it is. You realize how sad it is that so many people never even really live. They never even break out of the matrix. And they have no idea what life is really about. They think it's a joke. So many yuppies and people will just giggle and snicker and laugh. I don't see that a lot anymore, but when the BBC was here over the weekend following me around, they would just giggle and laugh about everything. And I was bringing up very serious issues, documented things. They would just deny it to me and just laugh.
Yeah, it's amazing that very, very educated people, and we all have people like this in our lives, in our families. I have some family members who are PhDs and MDs and very educated and work for top flight corporations, and you bring up this information and the wall just goes right over their eyes and they won't even discuss it. I'll say, well, look, you know, if you have a different point of view, that's fine, but will you just listen to me for 5 minutes? No. You won't even discuss this. No. And it's amazing. But the point is, we all have people like this, and we shouldn't waste our time with them. We love them.
Yeah, there are many here among us who think that life is but a joke.
And as Jesus said, don't cast pearls before swine. We've got work to do, and our work is to be the Johnny Appleseeds, to be bringing this information to the people who will awaken. And as Alex said before, more and more and more and more people are waking up. Everybody knows that something is wrong. Everybody, even the hardcore neocons, are know that something's wrong. And eventually, all of us woke up. I believe the old paradigm at one time, and I've come through. Alex did. Many of you have, and our friends and our relatives can do that.
We're going to talk more about paradigm shift coming up. Let's talk to Douglas. Douglas is calling us from Europe. Douglas, thanks for holding. Where are you calling from?
I live around 30 kilometers south of Amsterdam.
So you're calling us from the Netherlands or from Holland?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
The Netherlands. I'm in the middle of the tulip fields, and I work at the Amsterdam airport.
Well, good to have you on board with us. What's on your mind?
You always talk too much, but I hope I can ask 4 questions. My first one is, how do you think World War III will be rolled out? Which countries will be involved, and in what order?
Let me write that down, because we'll probably go to break and then come back and get it. How will World War III be rolled out? What's the second question?
No, and which countries will be involved, and in what order? It's one question that I have.
Okay.
The other question that I have is the insurance companies that pay the 9/11 bill. Is there anything known about the research regarding 9/11?
Okay, I can answer that question. That's a good question. What's the next one?
Do you think that the neocons would go as far as to sacrifice George Bush in a new false flag event?
Would they sacrifice Bush? Okay, that's a good question. These are all excellent, sir. What's the fourth?
Is there a mainstream movie script about the real 9/11 on the shelves? Because you have your friends in Hollywood. Are they busy with a script?
Well, I can't comment on that one. those are all excellent questions. Any other comments or questions you've got? We're going to go to break, and we'll come back, and both of us will answer those excellent 4 questions. How will World War III roll out? What countries will be involved? And then insurance companies, are they investigating 9/11? And then the next question would be, would they sacrifice Bush in some type of staged events? And then the Hollywood script question, which I've already kind of answered. Anything else?
No, that's it for now.
Well, good to have you on board. Call us back again. I forgot we had a foreign caller. I would have gone to you earlier. Thank you so much for the call, sir, Douglas. Okay, let me try to comment on the first one. We'll come back and let George comment on it. How will World War III be rolled out? Well, we see how they're setting the stage for it. They claim Iran hasn't complied with total UN occupation. And when we get back, we'll briefly get into how that'll happen and try to answer the other ones. Excellent questions. And we'll take more calls and then in the broadcast getting into where George thinks things are going with the 9/11 Truth Movement and how we can get involved. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let me just try to go through these points. We see how they're rolling it out, just like they rolled out the Iraq attack. They hype it up. They blame 9/11 on them. They claim they have WMDs. The White House memos show how they were planning to lie to the public and how they did lie to the public. They now hype it up and claim that Iran isn't following UN orders, which is following world government orders. They did comply with that, which I don't think they should have. And then now they're being told, okay, we'll comply to this, this, and that. And they're saying no. And so Israel's openly chastising the U.S. for not attacking them and saying they're going to go ahead and probably attack them here in the next few months to the next year. It could be any time in that frame. It could be tomorrow. It could be next month. And they'll go into Iran. They're saying they'll bomb over 200 sites with huge bunker-busting missiles. Then I believe the globalists will stage terror attacks in the West to blame it on Iran, or they could even stage the terror attacks before that, which is very probable. We've been talking about that. And then go into Iran, and Iran will then strike back. They said they're going to mine harbors and attack ships with surface-to-surface missiles. And it's extremely serious, and the globalists will make unbelievable profits as oil prices go up to, this is no exaggeration, conservatively $300 a barrel, and we're talking about an implosion of the economy, which will then all be blamed on Iran. They'll have a domestic draft, but they'll say it's not a draft. They'll call it a universal service, which they're now saying they're going to do, and then they'll probably at the same time start bombarding Syria, and then claim that they need to secure the western area of Iran that just so happens to have almost all of their oil reserves. And China may, during that period, move against Taiwan. They've said that they may do that. The globalists will allow them to do that during that whole process, and things could easily spiral out of control from that point, and there'll be 60 other countries that are on the neocon hit list from the PNAC documents from September 2000 that they plan on invading. So false flag terror before or after the attack. Iran may even launch some real attacks, which you really couldn't expect otherwise. They will be decried for defending themselves, and that's really what I see happening on the first question. George?
Well, Alex, you have outlined a very, very possible scenario. First of all, everything is driven by money and power. We have an election coming up in 2 months from now. Clearly, the Republicans, the neocons, I think Bush's approval ratings are, what, 32%? It's the lowest approval rating, and it's the highest negatives that any president has had for 50, 60, 70 years. They clearly, there is going to be something that will happen in the next couple of months. Now, how far they will go. Now, a lot of people believe that what happened in southern Lebanon, which took place just...
Well, we don't believe. Cy Hirsch got the documents, so did the British. Bush considered it a curtain raiser to start the war, but that was a trial balloon.
And it just happened that Bush was meeting with Putin right at the time that this happened. And from what I understand, he went to Putin. He said, look, if you support us in the invasion of Iran, you get access in the World Trade Organization. And if this is true, Putin, to his credit, said, you know, go take a hike. Now, what they want, Russia is still the wild card out there. And it appears Putin has always been torn by the Rothschild, you know, organization.
It's the Joker.
And the nationalists.
But as the proof of that...
Yeah.
They arrested the head of Yukos Oil 2 years ago, and it came out in the Times of London
right. That,
oh, you still don't own it, Lord Rothschild, the head of Yukos was just his front.
Right. But it appears as though the nationalists have some dominance right now in Russia, and they're saying, hey, whoa, we are not going to play this game. Now, whether in fact this is the truth or not, but apparently the nationalists in Russia do not want to be playing with the Rothschild New World Order crowd. And so they're saying no to this invasion of Iran. And so clearly right now between, and I go to Asia all the time, people have no idea of the ascendancy of what's going on in India and China right now. And India and China and Russia and Iran are doing this dance about what are they going to do. Now, clearly, they are not the answer. They're not the good guys. But
yeah, they're at the New World Order table.
Yeah.
But in the end game, when you finally get to world government, everybody's always known there's going to be a fight over who sits on top of the pyramid.
Exactly. And the point is that the neocons right now are the new tough kids on the block. They've been taking too many steroids. And if they push this too far... There are multiple scenarios, and what you've just talked about is a very, very real scenario.
Well, that's the scenario they're saying they plan to carry out. But you're right; just a moderate escalation could do that, and get them what they want in the election and continue their agenda. The insurance companies. I know the big German insurer of Building 7, because he took out a bunch of different insurance policies, and in policies that big, it's kind of an index or a grouping of different companies that fund that the $6.5 billion of insurance that Silverstein's gotten was based on. They did hear testimony from people on Building 7, but the insurance companies are the banks, are the military industrial complex, and so they know which side of the bread it's buttered on, so they're obviously part of the system. So don't look for the insurance companies. Well, you're an expert on insurance companies. Tell us about it, George.
The amazing thing is Larry Silverstein got the lease for the World Trade Centers months before 9/11. He put $15 million down of a supposed $100 million down to have a 99-year lease. He then changed the insurance policies to include terror strikes, And then he has got not one, but a double dose. He was supposed to get $3.5 billion. He got $7.1 billion.
Now, last time I heard, though, he'd only collected $6.5. But, yeah, so I guess he did get the final.
From what I understand, he's gotten $7.1 billion. Now, he has invested between $15 to $100 billion. Now, we don't know what. Let's say it's $50 million. The return on his investment, plus the fact that now he is doing urban renewal for the whole part of southern New York, Manhattan. This guy is unbelievable.
He also just leased the Sears Tower.
Yes, and we have his hand, not his hand, but his whole arm in the cookie jar. He has admitted that he is the one who took down World Trade Center number 7. Now, folks, it can't be more obvious.
It's hidden in plain view.
You know, key bono, who benefited?
Now, the other question is, would the globalists take out Bush in some staged event? I don't see that happening, but they'll do anything, and we certainly hope nothing happens to the puppet because they get a lot of gas mileage out of that. But
and we hope that, you know, we certainly don't want Cheney there. But remember what his nickname is at the Bilderberg, temporary. They changed it to temporary. And I'll tell you what, there are some other Bushes down the line. Jeb, who's a heck of a lot smarter, and he's also in the line for ascendancy.
Yeah, he's one of the neocons writing up the PNAC document.
Yeah.
He's actually got a brain up there.
Yeah.
Why do you think they put George in? Another thing, when he was governor, he wasn't that stupid and bumbling like he's got, you know, like he's retarded and got Parkinson's now. I mean, what's happened to Bush? Because he's getting worse and worse and more just embarrassing.
I just think that first of all, he's not the sharpest tool in the shed. And I have a lot of dear friends who are very, very close friends with him. I've been to Laura's house. I know people who know him. He's a nice, at least on one level, he used to be a pretty nice guy on a personal level, but clearly he is in water so much deeper than he understands.
Yeah, you've met and been at events with Lord Bush.
So have I.
What's he like as a person?
Well, on a personal level, he's a good old boy. He's not somebody you'd want to do business with if you had to really invest your money, but he's kind of a good old boy, not very bright. And then and he's very ambitious. I remember when he used to own Texas Rangers, and that was before he was even running for governor. People would come up to him, and before they'd even introduce himself, he'd pull out a picture of himself and start signing it. So he's kind of a
frat boy.
He's kind of a frat boy. You know, remember, he had a low C average at Yale. He was a cheerleader. He was a drunk. I mean, he was just a drunk. He's been pulled over for DUI on at least one and probably three or four occasions. He was AWOL from the Army. He never served.
I know well-known rock bands, I'm not going to get into it, who back in the 70s were at parties where Bush was doing more than drinking.
Oh, I know a lot of people in Midland, Texas who say that they've been with him who say that he was doing a heck of a lot more than drinking.
And I wonder if they know how dangerous it is to be shooting their mouths off.
Well, this is fairly common knowledge. This is old information, but the point is that he was the useful idiot. You know, he is the person that could go to the churches and say that he was a good Christian, and people in the Midwest believe that. He's been very...
Yeah, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, that's very Christian.
Yes.
What about the spiritual nature of all this? Then we're going to take some calls.
Well, clearly is that George Bush and his band of pirates represent the most materialistic, secular, atheistic vibration on this planet. They're like vampires, and they don't believe in the consciousness of man, of the eternal spirit. And I believe that there's infinite energy and love for all human beings. These people believe that it's every man for themselves and that they have to steal the energy, vampire has to steal energy.
It's a satanic motto, do as thou wilt, that is the whole of the law.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's whoever has the power instead of whoever has the love and the integrity. And the point is that this man is the most amazing paradox. But everybody knows that he is only the puppet. It is the people behind him who are pulling the strings. So I don't think that we should get too fixated on George W. Bush himself.
Absolutely. Okay, there's your question, sir. We got to move quick here now. Who's up next in Ontario? Andrew, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's a great honor.
Honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
Psychology. It's really interesting what George has been talking about, the paradigm shift. I had a recent experience where I was talking to somebody who actually goes to BYU, and he was, you know, calling me names and saying that everyone here, and he was there and heard all the, you know, the professors and everybody calling the guy basically a moron, 99% of people, and everybody knows he's, you know, totally incompetent, and, you know, he...
You're talking about Stephen Jones.
Yeah, he was talking about Stephen Jones and how about everybody there, and he's actually studying engineering there, and how he's a complete moron. And you know, I didn't react. I basically, my idea is kind of like if I'm positive, raise my vibration. That you know, I can actually, I've got through to people. One guy, he's well known in Hollywood, and he's making fun of Loose Change, and I was like, well, did you go look at Operation Northwoods? And yeah, I got him to watch Terror Storm. I kept harping on him, and he's like, wow. You know, he really said pull it, and he totally had this paradigm shift. And you know, so if you just keep on harping on some of these people and just say, no, did you actually read the documents? And, you know, not kind of do that kind of classic thing where they expect you to run and they expect you to, you know, back down when they bring up their cold, hard facts and I won't be able to handle them. Well, you know, I'm the guy, go look on CIA.gov Operation Ajax, and, you know, they're just kind of, whoa, you know. You can actually, like, I'm in Canada. And I tell people, you know, like, hey, if they do this martial law, blow up martial law, and they blow up a nuke, and it's martial law in the United States, it could be martial law in Canada, too. I don't know. Are you there?
Yes, sir. We're listening to you.
Oh, yeah. It's like, and that's what I tell people, and then they might go, oh, my God, like, you know, and not some, like, you know, like, oh, you know, you just tell somebody the government's behind 9/11, but, oh, yeah, you wacko, you know. What
well, good. Listen, one soul at a time, one mind at a time, one intellect at a time. Keep it up. Anything else?
I just want to talk about what do you think more? Like, I'm in the kind of this law of attraction. You get what you think in life, you know? And I hear when I talk to some of those crowd about this New World Order stuff, they go, well, you don't want to create more of that by just focusing on all the negativity.
Well, no, we're not focusing on negativity.
Yeah, I agree.
We're exposing the bad and telling people there's a problem. I appreciate. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I was agreeing with you. That's exactly what
yeah.
I think, too.
Well, listen, right, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. Damon in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead, Damon.
Hey, buddy. I wanted to start by saying I met you in Dallas.
Oh, thanks for coming out to the event.
I was at the top of the stairs talking about Bohemian Grove just to put a reference on it. I just wanted to start by saying, how are we going to get this older generation and people like my dad to wake up? Because I've
well, you got a lot of people that judge the world through their own eyes and their own minds. So if your dad's a good guy, he can't imagine there's corrupt people in the government. They're naive. It's like women who get in the car with serial killers. They can't believe it's actually happening to them. George Humphreys, you want to comment on how you reach out to the older generation?
Well, at the last fellow talked about the power of attraction, and what we have to do is that the first thing is that we have to change our own hearts and minds. We have to first get the information, the objective information, but we also...
Now first you have to have the facts. A lot of people are insecure when they go up to somebody,
yeah.
And that resonates. No, you're here, you got a mission,
yeah.
You're doing them a favor. Have that attitude. Sorry,
yeah.
George.
And if you've got the facts, that will resonate. And if you can look somebody in the eye and say, why was the hole in the Pentagon 18 feet by 20 when a Boeing 757 is 155 feet long and 114 feet high? If you've got those facts, but then the important thing is to change our heart and realize that 9/11 is much more than a political or an economic issue. It's a time of spiritual choice, and that we have to soften our hearts and listen to these people, and that we have to use discernment of who we talk to, because increasing our numbers by factual information and by changing it with love is what's important.
Caller, are you there? Do you have your radio up? Or?
Alex?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just wanted to... My office phone's ringing, but I just wanted to... One thing that keeps me going is I keep repeating, fear not the path of truth for the people walking on it. And we're all human and we're all freedom fighters. Keep up the good work.
Hey, good to hear from you. George, finish up what you were saying?
Yeah, and the bottom line is this thing is so, so much bigger than the Federal Reserve or TWA Flight 800.
It's about evil people that think they have a right to feed on whoever they want and are greedy and hateful of us even having good lives. They don't even want us to be free or happy. They hate that.
Yeah, and they're just and they are living in the old paradigm. And if we truly believe in the Creator, Creator is love, and so we have to break through and not judge them, but not put up with their BS either. We have to be bold and strong.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, George is really able to sell people on the truth. I'm able because we're confident, and we have the facts. You're confident because you have the facts. You're confident because you're doing good work, right, George?
We're doing our best.
All right, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, go ahead.
Well, you're right. Their greatest strategy is to separate us from love and separate us from God. But I just wanted to go through some strategies that I've used to call in some talk show hosts. And it's easy to get through a lot of these talk shows because their ratings really stink, and usually you can get through the first caller. Even when you tell them exactly what you're going to talk about, they're sometimes all too willing to take your call. Because I think some of them are also really alarmed that about what's going on, that they want to hear from the other side. Some talk show hosts try to give an excuse for not having you on, saying that you're extremist or you just like to sell documentaries, in which case those hosts need to be told that you can go to Google Video or YouTube.
Well, why is it okay for David Rockefeller to sell a book, and then George or I can? Number one, that argument's a fraud. I can make an official video about how the government's telling us the truth. They'd have me on every TV show, and I'd sell 10 million copies. We're making sacrifices to do this. But, yeah, stay there. I'll let you finish up with some of your strategies. Then we'll talk to Shane, and that'll be it. This show is going to be over. Stay with us. Final segment coming.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
George Humphreys, before we run out of time, I want to thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, buddy.
I really appreciate it. We've got about 3 minutes left. Any final comments or statements you want to make?
5-year anniversary of 9/11 is coming up right now. It is the segue for all patriots, all awake human beings, to pound and pound and pound on the truth. Why was there such a small hole at the Pentagon? Why was there no wreckage at Shanksville? How did the buildings WTC come down in 8.4 seconds? How did the foundation melt? These are
why were public officials warned not to fly? CIA insider trading.
Dozens and dozens of factual, objective, provable pieces of information. I am asking each and every person to listen to this is to get Alex's movie Terror Storm through Infowars.com, or to get my film The Great Illusion through Infowars.com, or fearandlove.com. They're very, very affordable. Share this with friends. Get the information out. This is the time and the place for us to make the move.
Yeah, 9/11 doesn't just sit back there in the past and it's something we move on from. They keep using it for the police state and all the bad things that are happening, the North American Union, everything. Now is the time. They're going to a whole nother level here very soon. We can see them getting ready to jump. They jump. You know, we're at jump points now. We have got to exert all our efforts. By the way, George, you're going to be involved here locally coming up in a few weeks with a new 9/11 film.
Yeah, there's an incredible new film coming out called 9/11 Mysteries that I think Alex is going to be carrying, and it's going to be this movie is going to blow the socks off of Loose Change, and Loose Change is a great movie. I'm not putting Loose Change down. This thing is over the top excellent. I believe Alex will be carrying it. We're going to be showing it at the Dolby Theater on September 11th at 7 o'clock. The person who's made this is going to be coming out. Leah Lewis is organizing this, and this will be while Alex is out of town, we wish you were here because we love you. Go and see Alex's movie at the Alamo, and then come down on September 11th and see this. There's a new bookstore in town that's going to be carrying some of Alex's stuff and my stuff.
Now, that's Braver New World?
Brave New World, yep. Which is right on Guadalupe. I haven't had the pleasure of meeting these people yet.
We're going to have him
folks,
in this week.
I'll tell you what. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Get this information.
People
talk
should be
to your
afraid
friends.
Of not fighting, of not getting involved, of not standing up. George, again, I want to thank you for coming in, my
hey,
friend.
Buddy, I really appreciate it.
You bet. God bless you. We are out of time here, ladies and gentlemen, and that was a great fast 2 hours. That was a fast 2 hours, wasn't it, George?
It's always fast here.
Yeah, it's like we're in a little time distortion, time warp here. And, yes, he did mention my film. If you're in Central Texas or anywhere in Texas, or folks always come in from, I'm always amazed, from far, sometimes foreign countries, coming up next week on the 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. Then I go to New York, and I come back the 13th and 14th, two more showings. So next week, 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then the 13th and 14th, five showings only of Terror Storm. I'll be there. I'll give speeches. Get your tickets now at Infowars.com and tell everybody you know about it. But right now, in closing, go to Infowars.com, get Terror Storm on DVD with the 66 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Symposium in L.A. Get it. Make copies. If you take action, nothing can stop us. Terror Storm, available at Infowars.com, or download it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Understand we're at the crossroads right now. We're at a key point. All of you, get on the message boards, get online, talk to your neighbors, get the truth about 9/11 out to everybody. Never stop, never surrender, never back down. Know we're telling the truth, know your facts, know the information, and we can prevail with God's help. All right, again, God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the New World Order.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.